Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Well, guess what? Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Doug Llewellyn. Jim Masters is not here today. I'm sitting in for Jim, and for some reason or other, I'm not hearing myself, and I should be hearing myself. So in any event, let me just ask you, hope you're hearing everything all right there. I guess now we're going okay. This is a show designed for dog lovers. If you are a dog lover and you want to do the best you can and provide the best you can for your pup, no matter what age, you got to pay attention to this because this is a great story. When it comes to our beloved pets, most of us are willing to do just about anything to keep them healthy, happy, and living just as long as possible. We're not only feeding our furry friends holistic food, but we're now demanding eco-friendly and organic products. It's true, and they are better for your pets. Concerned dog owners can now have peace of mind purchasing items that are made here in the U.S., and they are free from harmful toxins. And I think this is something that many dog owners never even thought about. Harmful toxins in the items that they wear and other items. And anyway, our guest is Faye Anderson. She is the founder and the owner of Louis de Coton, a successful, enterprising, top-notch business that designs and manufactures sustainable and stylish dog products focusing on health and wellness. And recently, they celebrated their 10th anniversary of creating comfortable, environmentally friendly products from fashionable clothing to carry-on bags and others. She is a leader in this industry, and Faye is living her dream to the fullest right now and working tirelessly to educate all of us on the benefits of her company. She points out our pets are family who deserve the absolute best when it comes to stylish, wearable products, products that are functional, comfortable, and sustainable. And that's what she points about her products. They are individually made in Seattle because she's a firm believer in keeping jobs right here in the United States. And they use highly technical materials with no harmful chemicals for the environment or for the pups. And many of their components include tags, labels, and packaging materials, and they're all made right here in the U.S. Pet apparels and carry-on bags manufactured overseas, she points out, really don't meet the same standards as products that are made here in the U.S. Imagine a little dog sitting in a bag made and padded with chemicals that they inhale into their lungs or the clothes they're wearing, absorbing chemicals into their skin. I mean, let's face it, most dog owners don't think about that at all. It just doesn't come to mind. Dogs, by the way, react by eventually developing allergies or long-term illnesses, and they can end up taking prescription medications for a long time when the real solution is a much more natural approach. And so Faye points out with her products, they are safe, calm, and comfortable, and that's really the core basis of her company. The company, again, is Louis de Coton. They have a great website with, if you're listening and you're near a computer, go ahead and take a look at it. It's, you know, the familiar www.louisdecoton.com. I'll spell it Louis, L-O-U-I. And de Coton is D-E-C-O-T-O-N, D-E-C-O-T-O-N.com, louisdecoton.com. So let's find out more about how this came about. It's a quite fascinating story. Faye Anderson, the creator, is with us on the line now from her home in Bellevue, right next to Seattle. And Faye, good morning. It's nice to have you with us today. How are you? Welcome aboard.
I'm doing great. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to have us and our brand, small brand, on your show. Thank you so much for having us.
It's a big pleasure for us to have you here, because what you're pointing out is often something that I would imagine most pet owners, and look, I'm a pet owner, I don't think about, you know, problems of chemicals or things like that in jackets that I might get for a pup mm-hmm. to wear, whether it's a rain jacket or something to keep them warm when it's really cold, or in other products that we use with our pets. So I think this is such an amazing story. Do me a favor. I want you to tell me how you got into this. I do know this. You spent. You came from the world of business. You were a senior business analyst at Microsoft, a consultant for Microsoft. Talk to me from that point. Where did the idea for Louis de Coton come from? Huh?
It's very, very interesting because I never thought in a million years I would be doing this. Let me tell you the truth. I came from a professional Fortune 500 world, big businesses, T-Mobile and AT&T and Microsoft, and I was I got my undergrad in accounting from University of Hawaii, and then master in information systems from City University. And I thought that was my life, and I was happy. And until 2011, when I had a deadly accident, and I broke 4 ribs, and I didn't have a good attitude, I tell you. I'm always bubbly and happy person, but, man, I was miserable. And I go to doctors, and there's not much they could do. Just give you strong medication, and I just get drowsy. I hate those pills and stuff, and I don't like medication, tell you the truth. So I was really down, and very quickly I got diagnosed with depression. I'm like, okay, that's great. I'm topping it off. Now I have depression. And I always wanted, it was my dream to get a little Maltese dog. And everybody discouraged me, oh, you are so busy, you have really corporate world, it was very demanding, long hours. So I thought, well, one day, maybe when I retire, one day I will get it, one day, right? And,
right.
Well, when I was depressed, I searched and I just like, I'm going to get it. Just looked into it and rescues and every opportunity. So anyway, I end up with a little Maltese. We name him Louis. And he was like a little cotton ball. It was very small and petite.
Yeah.
And so we named him Louis de Coton because he was like a little cotton ball. So it was like cute. It came really naturally. I didn't think about it. I'm not French, but it was just the name came so naturally with his look, which is on the logo. And so we named him Louis de Coton. And that was his pedigree and his certificate and everything. And we called him for Louis for short. And, it didn't take that much for this little fluff ball to get me out of depression. And even though I had so much pain, but I endured it to hold him, to kind of, he was just so caring. He just had all the care. He knew that I was in pain. He knew I was suffering. He was just so attentive. It was just, I think, all worked out for a reason. I don't know if you believe it or some believers or be believe it or not. I think the whole thing worked for a reason. And he was just came to physical therapies and treatments with me, and he would just sit in his bag, and he was so attentive of what I'm doing. And, I didn't really have to train him to be a service dog. He was, I think, naturally was.
That's great.
And,
that's wonderful.
I gradually got better and was getting a little bit better, and I was, used to be very, very active person, really always outdoor, and I love outdoor. And Seattle is just the heaven for outdoor activities.
Yes, it is.
And so I just want to get out and enjoy and show the whole thing and take Louis with me everywhere. But this, with the weather in Seattle, the rains most of the time. That's what it's called, green state,
That's true.
Even our
That's
bones
so
are
true.
Green now here.
I know.
Even our bones are turning green here. Everything, moss grows everywhere. And, well, this little fluff ball was getting cold and it was shivering. And, you know, being low to the ground is always even colder. His tummy getting cold and stuff. So I learned that they need jackets. I was like, what? He's a dog. He needs a jacket? Yes, he's a jacket. He has hair. Oh, it was my first dog ever. So I got into it, educated, so I had time, right? I was not working. I just had pain. I couldn't even work much. And so I just dived into it. I dived into it to understand what is the world of dogs. What is it? What does he need? What are they talking about here? What about other dogs? And I learned about some have fur, some have hair, some have double coat, some have this, some have that. So I learned so much. It was just really educating myself for the survival of Louis. And then I got him jackets and coats, but they were seemed like they were, well, all of them made in China. And you're talking about back 2011. And even now, they're made overseas. And
sure.
They were really, like, seemed like they made it, it was for babies or kids, they made it turn it to dogs. It was not functional. He would go bathroom, his front was just the jacket gets wet. Or I go shorter, the back was exposed. I'm like, this is not right. And I put him in the snow, and he was like, what is this? I cannot even move with his arms puff up like that. And I'm like, yeah. And I had a hard time to find him a little tiny jacket. You know, good brands, outdoor brands. They made it for, like, big dogs, working dogs, not the tiny one. I'm like, well, tiny ones work too. So they need to get out and enjoy. So that's what I did. I just said, well, you know what? I'm going to just make our own, but I don't sew. And so I turned my athletic clothing to found a seamstress, knew how to work with this kind of material because there is a difficult technique of sewing and machines they have to work with these
the point
kind of
is-
materials.
You did a lot of research and just started to make your own jackets for your own pup.
Exactly.
Isn't that right? Exactly.
Exactly. That's the whole thing started.
And a lot of, you know, a lot of your focus, of course, as I was mentioning before, is what goes into the materials that are in many dog products today. And you think they're not, you know, they're not really good for them. They're chemicals and things. So was that something
mm-hmm.
that you started focusing on in the very beginning? You wanted to make sure you were getting safe products that would not give your, you know, dogs allergies or any kind of reaction to the materials and the chemicals in the materials?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have, I lost Louis. He had liver shunt. And then I got another dog, and his name is Christopher now. And he's on the website all over pictures. He had a lot of issues. Skin issues, and I think I'm getting all these sick dogs for a reason, right? So he has a lot of issues. He had anxiety. He has skin issue. He has brain inflammation. He's 9 years old, but he has inflammation, and he has skin issues. And I just keep him without chemicals on just with these materials, with this product I use. I'm testing it, and I'm proof of what they do. I'm not just making claims. I'm just actual user. And a lot of chemicals are used, especially for dogs, even we see for children. But now they have more, FDA has more requirements in place for products made for children, and there's some adults, right? We see that recalls and so forth. But for dogs, still their control, it's very, very minimal. And the products they use, the colors, the paint, they're even cotton. A lot of chemicals go to growing cotton. That's why we use organic cotton. because there is no chemical. There is tons and tons of chemicals in cotton, even growing cotton, for humans or dogs, and even more for dogs. And the colors they put in to print and stuff, they can have lead. There is no control. There is no control for dogs if their shirt has a lead on it.
Obviously,
so
you did a lot of research. You started. Yeah, I know you did
absolutely
a lot of research. I want to get into the fact that you made some garments for your own dog, for Louie. Where did the point come where you decided that, hey, maybe this might be a good business to go into and make dog, yeah,
well,
make items for other dogs?
Well, when I started making it for Louie and I saw the difference and the design and the it was our own design. I didn't copy anyone, or just it was our own pattern, our own to this day, and to our own fit. And I saw that the difference he made, and he was more active, and he was just the difference. He was warmer. He could move around. He could be a dog. Roll in the grass, roll in the dirt. A dog is a dog. That to me, it's really nice, cute, but it's a dog, needs to be a dog. And we walked and everything, we hiked, and he was more comfortable. He could tolerate the weather better, and he didn't shiver as much in the cold. And so I noticed, like other people were noticing, and with the small dogs, oh, my gosh, his jacket is so cute. Where did you get it? Where can I get it? Can you make for me? I would love it. Can you please do this? And that's how I started to just make some, and then it grew from there. Now,
and that was
we were starting
10 years
a
ago.
Small business.
Yeah, I want to help you out here. It was 10 years ago when you started this company of making dog products for other people who wanted the same kind of, you know, items that you had on your
quality
pups.
Mm-hmm.
Quality. That's
right.
Really, yeah.
And then it grew from there, and it started – started as a small breed dog. I was maybe we were making only for small breeds, and now we are all size dogs, from 3 pound dogs all the way to 200 pounds. We have, and we are making even more product for all size dogs, our rain jackets and more items that we are working on for all size dogs.
Well, let me point out the website. This is a website if anybody's interested and they want to look at the kind of items you have and that you sell. It's louisdecoton.com. Louis and Decoton is D-E-C-O-T-O-N. So it's L-O-U-I-E-D-E-C-O-T-O-N.com. If you go there, you'll open it up and you'll see, I guess that's Louis. Is that Louis of the first picture we see of the calendar? I present, yeah, the 2023
it's
calendar.
No, it's Christopher. Louis is not around. But another domain we own, and it direct everyone to Louis de Coton, is Louis DC. L-O-U-I-E-D is David C.S. Cat. .com, it will take them to Louis de Coton. So it's another domain we also own.
Very good,
DC.
Very good. So I'm looking at your holiday collection. You have, as you point out, get in the holiday spirit with your special hand-picked limited edition and exquisitely made products in Seattle for your fur baby. And a lot of these that we're looking at are for, you know, little small toy breeds. But as you point out, you have garments, sun shirts, calming performance fleece jackets, windproof and waterproof coats for dogs. You definitely need that in Seattle. And, you know, everybody needs them for their pups because it rains everywhere. Maybe not as much as Seattle, but everybody gets rain. You have calming pooch bags and liners and blankets. You have a lot of things. What are the things that you are most proud of making? Because you've got quite a selection here.
I should say all of them, because we use really highly technical, and we are partnered with really top brands that Patagonia and North Face are partnered with, and you know, all top athletic brands, Polartec, Primaloft is for an insulation of jackets. So it's all keep body temperature in and the cold air out so the dogs stay warm and they can enjoy outside. Our Sun shirt is a really, really top brand, top notch. I cannot even keep up with our demands with Sun shirts. It has a lot of amazing benefits. Helps dogs that are recuperating from surgeries, cooling. It's really lightweight, but helps dogs that have stitches after surgery. Helps with the healing of the area, protecting it, protected from UTF 50, which it has UPF 50, protect them from the UV rays. And any dogs with any skin allergy protects them. And even dogs that they shed a lot, like even husky, you know, they roll in at home and their hair is all over. Put this lightweight shirt on and just shake it off outside. It gets all the hair out and you don't get it anywhere on your furniture. Oh, your call. And that's incredible.
Let me ask you about, we're in wintertime now. You know, it's getting cold over most of the U.S. Some areas are getting very, very, very cold. Calming Performance fleece jacket, would that be good in this? I know there are dogs that use and need a Calming Performance jacket to help them calm down. But what do you suggest for dogs in the weather we might be experiencing right now, where the temperature goes down into the 20s or the
30s? Well, if for also for tiny ones, we have a pullover, the honeycomb. It's really darling with the little hoodie. And with a little bit bigger dog, again, that one was the one that we had at the early on, and people are still like the stuff. And we keep it for that reason. But
right.
The snap is not the best design for big dogs, so we just offer it for small dogs only. But for bigger ones, it's pullover. It's very, very functional, easy to put on, and it can just leave it on. You don't even need to change it. Even when they get muddy and dirty outside and playing, it dries so fast. And it keeps their body heat in. So it, unlike any other fleece, it doesn't absorb the water. It just really keeps them warm and dries very, very fast. So it's really comfortable and roll it up the collar and it keeps their even head warm or, you know, their neck. So it's really comfortable. And our puffer jacket is also for all size dogs.
A puffer jacket? I know what that is. I'm not looking at it on your website, but
on the bottom of the holiday one, and the camo is a reversible. The camo and black or maroon and pink camo.
Oh, okay. And the rain jacket, the waterproof, windproof coats, do you make those for dogs in larger
sizes? The rain jacket, we are working for large dogs. We are working on it. And with the sleeve was not, again, we could do testing for a long time before we offer for a different sizes. And the sleeve, it was just working for smaller dogs. For bigger dogs, with the sleeve was not really preferable, so we are working on the design and making it for all size dogs. And that is made of Gore-Tex, real Gore-Tex.
Oh, Gore-Tex is a great product,
Seal. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
It's phenomenal, but because they don't really want their name on any animal product, we are not using the name Gore-Tex. But the fabric, it is Gore-Tex, and it's seam sealed by Gore-Tex facility that they seam sealed it. So it's the same as buying a Gore-Tex human jacket, but we cannot use the name. So, but we can claim that you buy it is Gore-Tex fabric.
Let me ask you, you must be very proud of what you've, I mean, obviously you didn't have a background in this kind of business at all. to go into the manufacture of pet products, you know, and jackets and things like that for pets. Has it been difficult for you? I mean, to find manufacturers that had the kind of product, you know, the kind of materials that you wanted to use and then get them actually made. I assume in the beginning you made them yourself. What about now? Do you have people that make the garments for you?
We still make it ourselves. Yes,
you do.
We don't have manufacturers that they, yes, we are still making it ourselves. We are still monitoring. We buy every product, and a lot of the components are made in USA. A lot of textiles we use, a lot of materials we use are made right here in U.S. And the Polartec fleece we're using is 100% made in USA. It's not imported. And it's 100% made of recycled material. And our sun shirt, the same thing. It's made in USA, the fabric made in USA, and is made of recycled plastic bottles. We are really proud of that.
So how many, you had to start a business, so to speak. How many people have you had to hire to come in and help make this, you know, make this business work? You obviously don't do it all by yourself, right?
Well, I learned as it went, and I made lots of mistakes. But we are still learning about the business, and we are learning a lot from our customer, from our customer's feedback, what they like, what they want. We are all about customers. Customers are key. They're our survivals. They tell us what they want, what they like, and then we make it, we test it.
Yep. Give me an idea of the reaction you get from customers who purchased your products. What do they tell you about it? You know, what are their comments to you?
Well, they love it. And if something they don't like or it doesn't fit, we ask them what it is. I have returns, like any other business.
Yeah.
And
right.
If it, something doesn't work out, they're like, oh, I love this fabric, but it doesn't work out. It fits for my dog. You know, there's so many different breeds of dogs. A jacket fits perfect for one dog, and the other one is just the chest is barrel and it doesn't fit and this. They send us video. I mean, we have amazing customers that believe in us and they want us to succeed and make a product for their dog. And they send us videos. They send us pictures. And they tell us, oh, this is the issue that I run into. It's great, but it doesn't fit on my dog. And like, you know, if it doesn't fit for this dog, how many more dogs it doesn't fit? And I actually, 2 days ago, I had one customer, and she bought 3 jackets, and one of them didn't work out. And she said, oh, look at it. It doesn't even fit, and I cannot put the arm in. And I said, you know what? You gave me amazing idea for a new jacket, new idea. She's like, really? What is it? I said, I cannot tell you. You got to wait.
And so you're putting it together now.
I just got the idea 2 days ago.
Yeah. Well, listen, Faye, we're running out of time here. I want everybody to know where, again, they can go to look at your garments for your pups of all sizes. And that, you know, you can order, I guess, things if they have different measurements that you would make it for them. In any event, it's louisdecaton.com. I'll spell it one more time. Louis is, obviously, L-O-U-I-E, D-E-C-O-T-O-N.com. If you go there, you'll see many of the items that Faye is making and has for sale right now. And keep an eye on it, because I'm sure there'll be other products to come along in the future.
Or
okay,
Louis
thank
DC,
you. Good luck to you.
Also DC.
Okay,
thank you so
very
much.
Good.
Have a great one. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
She's based in the Seattle area, and we appreciate her being with us. Thanks, Faye, very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Yes, we do, everybody. Have a great day. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, bye-bye.